Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling, of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about an event that's going to be coming up in your district that deals with something really timely, the opioid epidemic. Talk to us about what this event is, where and when, and what you're going to be discussing.
Well, I will be hosting a hearing of the Policy Committee focusing on the effects of opioid addiction on children and youth next Wednesday, January 31st, 2018, in the banquet room of the historic Stone House Inn from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Auditor General Eugene DePasquale will testify regarding his year-long review of Pennsylvania's children and youth service system, which has been released in his report, State of the Child. Following the Auditor General's testimony, we will hear from local subject matter experts, Jana Cow of the Fayette County Drug and Alcohol Commission, Gina DiAria of the Fayette County Children and Youth Services, Leslie Greenfell of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Area Agency on Aging, Dr. Paul Nemec of Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Greensburg, and Mary Sampe, a Fayette County resident. It is important that the entire community come together for discussions like this one. No one group, government, educators, prevention specialists, counselors, or medical providers can work to end or reduce the effects of this community crisis alone. Members of the community who plan to attend this public hearing are asked to RSVP online at repdowling.com. The hearing will be rebroadcast publicly on local community television, radio, and testimony and video of the event will be made available at repdowling.com.
And moving on to the next topic, Representative, I understand that the State House this week passed a piece of legislation that's really going to benefit patients across the state, making sure that they can get their medical information sooner. Talk to us about this piece of legislation.
Patients who have medical imaging tests done would get their results faster, especially if follow-up care is needed. Under legislation which passed the House this week, House Bill 1884 would require that results which are provided to a healthcare practitioner after a certain diagnostic imaging service is performed on a patient is to be sent directly to that patient or designee within 20 days if the results include a significant abnormality. The clock starts when the results are sent to the patient's ordering physician. The test results may be sent electronically, by email or fax, or added to the patient's electronic medical record. Test results belong to the patient and by law are provided upon request. Providing patients with a summary of medical test results when an abnormality is detected will enable patients to be proactive in their own health care and provide a safety net in the event of communication breakdowns. The bill now moves to the Senate for their consideration.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is very timely as it's tax season, and it's also timely as it's something that people need to be aware of, a growing crime problem, and that is identity theft dealing with taxes here. Talk to us about what we're trying to make people aware of.
Well, to bring a greater awareness to the crime of tax identity theft, House Resolution 646 recognizes January 29th through February 2nd as Tax Identity Theft Awareness Week in Pennsylvania. According to the Federal Trade Commission, tax refund fraud is the largest and fastest growing identity theft category. Tax identity theft occurs when someone steals a person's personal information, often obtained through an old tax return, and uses it to file a current fraudulent tax return in someone else's name in order to receive their tax refund. The best way to safeguard your identity is to properly dispose of any documents that contain personal and identifying information by shredding all bank and credit card statements as well as old tax returns. In addition, individuals should use firewall and antivirus software on devices, create stronger passwords on websites, and refrain from opening emails from unknown senders. If you receive a letter from the IRS saying more than one tax return was filed in your name, or IRS records show you have wages from an employer you don't know, then you may be the victim of tax identity theft. Also, if you suspect a letter, email, or telephone call about your tax records is a scam, you can check by calling the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue at 717-787-8201 or the IRS at 800-829-1040.
Representative Dowling, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.